coming, baby. And we're here today talking about making sure your home is ready for the heat with Mr. Jeff Carmichael of Rias. Just finished a short conversation about how prevalent leaky ductwork is. I'll tell you how prevalent it is. In the 15,000 homes I've remodeled in the last 45 years, there wasn't one, not one, that didn't have a leaky duct.
Yep.
That's how prevalent leaky ducts are.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, I would say.
Yeah.
We find air loss in the duct system.
And people want to know how to save money, and they fall for ads for gimmicks that they see say work.
Mm-hmm.
And yet nobody's getting up there and really taking a look. Well, how much air are you just losing, you know, to the attic, the outside ambient environment?
Yeah, and it all depends, and that's part of the audit testing that we do, is we determine how significant that air loss is, right? So we have a tool that we use to test it, and we can know how significant the air loss is, so we can really help determine how much is this going to benefit you.
What are the strategies for once you, okay, you've discovered I've got a 30% loss here.
Sure, yep.
Well, now how do you pinpoint that?
We can pinpoint it down to each individual register of the entire house. So
okay.
Every single supply air duct, every single return air duct inside the house, we're able to determine, is it 10, 15, 20, 30, what name you percentage. And more often than not, if the contractor didn't seal the ductwork, they didn't seal the ductwork.
Yeah.
So when we're talking air loss in the duct system, there's a real low probability that a rat got up there and chewed through a duct. There's a real low probability that somebody was messing around up in the attic. You know, maybe it was a Cox guy running cable lines.
Or Uncle Larry.
Or Uncle Larry.
Sound around.
Yeah. poked a hole in the duct system. We find the air loss at the connections of the duct system. So where it connects to what we call a plenum, which is, let's call it the air distribution vehicle from your air conditioning system, right? It's those collars that we find are not sealed. And then from that collar, you follow that line, that duct line, down to every transition to where it branches off, to where it goes to the register itself. And all those connections are where we find the air loss at.
Sealing air ducts. I'm talking about picking the low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
This is one thing. I mean, for air cleanliness.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we field a lot of, and especially now, duct cleaning requests, right? And
yeah.
Very understandably. Our input and our advice to homeowners is, if you're even thinking about cleaning your air ducts, you should have an energy audit first to determine if it's even sealed. Because it's a complete waste of money to have your air ducts cleaned if you're constantly introducing all that dust and hot attic air into the duct system.
Or if your air return plenum integrity isn't solid and you're trying to filter it through a cheap spun fiberglass filter.
Sure. Yeah.
There's so many things to consider. And I want to come back to this and talk about pressure mapping, because I talked about the evolution of the building mm-hmm. science. Pressure mapping has just really come onto the scene in the last 5 or 6 years.
Sure.
I want to talk about that, but we got to get to Chris, who's patiently been holding for a few minutes. Let's get to Chris. Mandy, I see you're on hold. We'll get to you as well. Good morning, Chris. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Rosie, it's good to hear your voice getting stronger.
Sometimes I think it is.
I'm debating on putting on, the sunscreens that are sunscreens. Do they help? And I also have one bedroom that's probably a 30-foot run that I know has a leak in the air duct. I was wondering if someone would come out just for that. So an air duct and darker sunscreens.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a real quick answer on sunscreens. Quit debating and put them on.
Put them on, Chris.
And put them on in a way that they cover not just the glass of the window, but the entire frame of the window. Because the aluminum or vinyl or whatever your frame is as big a conductor as the glass is. Cover the entire window and window frame. Sunscreen it. Absolutely. Low-hanging fruit. Get a return on investment. And when we get back, we'll let you finish addressing his other question.
On those sunscreens, he said darker sunscreens. They come in certain percentages.
Yeah.
And I personally am a fan of the lighter colored sunscreens.
Yep.
Because those black ones fade over time.
Yeah.
And they're so hard to clean and keep clean. The white hides that dust and that fading so much better. So if you can get a lighter one that matches more the color of your house, I think that's a better color selection to go.
The percentages aren't based off colors. So you can get an 80% shade screen, you can get a 90% shade screen, and whether that's tan, white, green, I don't know, whatever color it is, that heat retention isn't dictated by the color. So you can very much get that 80% shade with a desert tan or matching your home.
And if you don't like the look, you can awnings, you can wind sails. There's a lot of different ways to shade it.
Yeah,
trees, shrubbery, yeah.
But especially like on a two-story home where it's just blatant taking the sun all day long, beating it. I mean, that's you could do all three of them.
Right.
And shade, awning, and a tree.
Absolutely.
And just like not every home energy audit is the same, I've seen gross variations on the same house done by different people. Shade screen companies aren't all the same. If you've got a dark screen and it's saggy and the dark screen is leaning on your glass, you're defeating the purpose. The screen needs to be installed with an insulation gap between the screen and the outboard pane of your window. Little simple things make a big, big difference. Hang on, Chris. We'll finish answering your question after the break.